make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the servant said, Sir, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. Luke 14, verses 16 through 24. 2 out of the 3 excuses which these people give for not coming to the banquet of everlasting joy are money-related. I bought. I have bought a field, so I prefer to go out and see it than to come to the all-satisfying banquet of the kingdom of God. I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, so I prefer to go to examine them than to come to the all-satisfying banquet of the kingdom of God. Who of us has not tasted the power of this illusion? Shopping at the mall, surfing for a purchase online, checking the stock market quotes. Who has not felt the pull of the power to have stuff, to buy, to own? It is very deep and very dangerous. It blinds someone to what is truly beautiful and truly desirable and truly satisfying. It substitutes a dollar bill for the divine. God may send his messenger to us with a word of truth, a word of light, but for many, Jesus says, the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Matthew 13, verse 22. Riches choke. What is choke but another image of